We like to go to garage and estate sales and look for treasures. We also like to gather collectors and resellers alike and provide them with valuable information about products, many of them vintage, and share tips about how to get started and make some extra side money doing what we do. Thanks for joining us today. So welcome to the Flipping Gals podcast, where we actually record live on Tuesdays and Thursdays on youtube.com/flippinggals with one G. And so my name is Marina.
My name is Michelle.
Yeah, and we've been doing this side hustle, right? So it's almost like most people we know in California where we live near Los Angeles have side hustles. It's not unusual to be able to just like make a living. And so we started this hobby a little over 2 years ago. So this is our third year. You're welcome to check us out on Instagram with the name Flipping Gals with 1G, or check out our history of recorded YouTube videos to kind of see like our journey throughout this whole thing and where it's taken us. So we're happy to have all of you today, whether you're listening on the podcast or you're hanging out with us live on YouTube.
Yeah, so we have a couple of responses. Keely says, I'm looking to start reselling, but I'm hoping to be full-time. Awesome. It's a good. You're gonna, you know, you're already proactively learning. So I'm sure, you know, you'll be fine when you start reselling. You're gonna have a lot of knowledge with you. So that's really awesome. And Duncan said, I stopped work 9 years ago to do eat full time. Wow. So you've been selling, Duncan, for 9 years full time. That's amazing.
Wow. Yeah. And so Duncan's a great resource for eBay. So we do appreciate that. And yeah, exactly like what Michelle mentioned for Keely or any new reseller, anytime like we're going to do something new, you know, in retail, because really what a reseller is, a retailer online, right? So we're in e-commerce. But basically what we usually do is we just like absorb a bunch of information, and we do have like a history of information related to this topic on our Flipping Gals podcast, or you could watch our live videos on YouTube. Which are recorded, so you could rewatch them later to gain some of that knowledge. And there's a bunch of other like really wonderful resellers online that have wonderful videos also. And then you can start jumping into the action part, right? And be more confident mm-hmm. in like, okay, I know what I'm doing. Okay, so topic today, Michelle.
Yeah, today we're going to talk about retirement options for resellers, and not just resellers, but for people who are small business owners. I think for everyone, this is a topic that I don't really think about, and I'm not financially literate at all, so I don't know anything about retirement. I just rely on my employer to have a 401k, and that's it. I don't really do anything about it. But Marina, you have more knowledge.
Yeah, but you know, we are living in the age of information. So all of this information that we're going to cover tonight is available online. In fact, we're going to reference the website where we got the topics from, which is nerdwallet.com. And you know, young kids that are still in high school, they know about these things. It's really kind of amazing. So Duncan has a question, Michelle. He said, "What does the M stand for on your hat?"
This is a Super Mario hat. It's the Super Mario, and also my name, and also yours, Marina.
That's right. Okay, so would you like to get started, Michelle? I know you have a beautiful slide that you're going to share with everybody that doesn't have our logo on it, right? Oh, it has our logo on it. Okay.
Not the second slide. Okay, only the good. First, because it's the cover.
Oh. Okay, so retirement options for resellers. And what we're talking about is like, we're going to talk about like investment vehicles. And of course, like this is pertaining to the US, right? If you live in the US. However, if you're living in a different country and you are listening in, and those of you who are live from other countries, I mean, let us know. Do you have something similar in your country, or is it totally different, in the comments section? It would be interesting to know about, you know, what it's like in your countries. So Michelle, would you like to get started?
Yes. Noreen is in the house. Hello, Irish Lux Poshmark. Yes, let's get started. So this is interesting. So 34% of entrepreneurs have no retirement savings plan for themselves. Why? Because 37% of them, they don't think they make enough profit to save for retirement, or they use their previous retirement savings to invest into their business, or they plan to sell their business to fund their retirement. And 12% of them say they don't have any plans to retire, and 12% says they don't see the need to save for retirement. So I am pretty much on the bottom 12%. Like I don't see the need, but you know, for some reason, like I think, oh, if I have savings, that's good enough. But you know, having a retirement plan is probably not enough.
Just I appreciate your honesty, Michelle. And Michelle and I, our futures are kind of dependent on each other. And I'm like the one that's like, I'm like the one that's like in a hurry every single day thinking we're running out of time. We don't have, our retirement is not at all ready for us to retire. So I'm the one that's like, okay, we gotta build. So, but you know, I have a reason, and I guess before we get into this, I'm going to just briefly touch on it. Right. So, when I was 13 years old, my father passed away. And it so happened that my parents actually had an investment firm. So they were small business owners themselves. When my father passed away, he didn't really have a detailed plan. So he actually passed away at a pretty young age. And my mother was a young mother with three kids, and they didn't really have a plan because, you know, it's an unexpected kind of situation. You know, that really kind of made me aware. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, you know, I went to college and I studied economics with the intent that I was going to join the family business. Guess what? That didn't end up happening. But my first job out of college was at an investment firm. So I do have also a bit of that background. So this is just kind of like something that I grew up around with my family learning. I've been learning about this since I was a child. And again, I studied it a bit in school. And then my first job out of college for a few years was in this. So it's always there. It's like always in the back of my head. Now that's my story. Thanks for listening.
When do you plan to retire, Marina?
So that's the thing, is we are still, even with all that kind of awareness, we're still not ready for retirement. And we have no idea. At this point, we're going to be working until we're 100. but we're on our way, right? So this is a year where we're getting organized with our finances. And we really think if you are a reseller or a small business owner or anybody, even if you just work 9 to 5 or whatever, you don't work, doing what we do is a great opportunity, you know, buying things this online, a great opportunity to make a little bit of money, and you can use that money to plan and, you know, plan for your retirement. Yeah, I hope we can retire before 65, which is the official retirement age in the U.S., but we'll see. So for those who are from the U.K. and Australia that are here, what is the official retirement age in your countries? I am curious to know that.
We have some interesting comments. So Keely said, Michelle, I'm financially illiterate as well. I asked my mom what I should do. I'm with you, Keely. I ask everybody I know around me, and I don't know anything. So I'm with you. But Marina is knowledgeable, so hopefully you'll learn something. I don't know what the plans are in the UK, but hopefully they have similar things offered. Duncan said, many people live beyond their means and can't afford to save for retirement. But the best thing you could do is, you're at your younger age to start with, is to own your own property. Very wise advice, Duncan.
Yeah, and he's so right. Many people do live beyond their means. And, you know, that reminds me again of my upbringing, where my dad was pretty frugal. So we didn't spend money on the kind of, like, my lifestyle now is very different than how I grew up. So I had a pretty humble upbringing. But my dad wasn't shy when it came to investing. So he was fine spending money on investment vehicles, such as, like, you know, putting things in the stock market or buying real estate, or he would spend money on fun activities that would mean, like, you know, for the family. So, like, we did have like a boat, right? So we could take. And I know those are not cheap, but I understand the reason. You know, he was frugal on the day to day, but when it came to family activities, he was not, for the most part. And then when it came to investing, he was not. So let's go ahead, Michelle, and get this party started.
All right. I'll let you go through this.
Sure. Yeah. So Duncan says the official retirement age in Australia is 125, which I'm a little bit doubtful of that age. You guys have a secret I don't know about longevity in Australia, because Keely says a retirement age is similar in the UK. She's not sure of the exact age, though, maybe around 65. So here are the five self-employed retirement options. Again, you can check out nerdwallet.com. This is where we found an article, and we're basing this off of there, right? So they have a traditional or Roth IRA. So IRA stands for Individual Retirement Account. They have the solo 401k. I think a lot of people in the US, we've heard of 401ks. And, you know, when we think of 401k, we think of, oh, that's like a retirement plan. And a lot of companies, they offer that, right, as a benefit. There is the SEP IRA, right, which is, I believe it's a self-employed individual retirement account. There's a simple IRA, and then there's a defined benefit plan. So we're going to go through what all of those are and kind of like highlight what they're good for so that you can start thinking of like which one is best suitable for you. So before we do that, I just want to let you know, for me, I personally have a traditional and a Roth IRA, and that's it, right? However, in planning, I do want to probably venture towards the SEP IRA as my next kind of step or vehicle as we grow our business.
Mm-hmm. Aaron has a funny comment. He says, I thought retirement was leaving a traditional job to sell on eBay. I think we're going to still do eBay after retiring. Retirement, yeah.
So maybe, yeah. So what a fitting definition of that. Poshmark Noreen says, go ahead, Michelle.
She said, invested in real estate early on, pivoting with those properties and planning a development will be my retirement, hopefully, and also hopefully something to leave for my kids. Oh, Noreen, you are pretty much have the right mindset to plan this thing out. And thanks for sharing. That's really awesome.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. Congratulations on that. That was really smart. Yeah, it always makes me happy to see young people taking advantage of their opportunities. And, you know, that's something that there's people that we know, there's young kids that are doing amazing right now because they have their head straight and they're not wasting the money on silly things, right? All right, Michelle, let's go on to the next.
Yeah, I have a question. So would you rather invest in properties or would you rather open like a traditional retirement account, or do both?
So like if money is not an option, and by the way, throughout this live, if you are here with us, feel free to ask your questions in the comments and then we can answer as best we know. I would do everything, you know, it's all about diversification. So back in 2008 in the US, there was a recession and there was a housing bubble crisis. And at that time, if you had all of your eggs in one basket and all of your, you know, millions of dollars were invested in real estate, some people, they just went broke and their life was pretty much over. So definitely diversification, a little bit of everything.
Cool. All right. So let's talk about traditional. I saw that comment. No, let's talk about this first. Let's talk about traditional or Roth IRA. So this type of account, individual retirement account, is best for those who are just starting out and if they're leaving a job to start a business. So let's say you want to do full-time reselling. I think this might be a good fit. And the contribution is $6,000 in 2020 and 2021. And there's tax advantage. So what is tax advantage, Marina?
Yeah, I'm going to explain that one. I did want to mention too, though, like, you know, anybody can open an individual retirement account. You have to go through a brokerage And nowadays, you can do all of that by yourself online. Like you can open one through E-Trade, you can open one through Fidelity. There's like a bunch of different places. And nowadays too, a lot of those companies are allowing you to open it for free, whereas like 10 years ago, you have to pay every year a certain amount to have one. It's not a lot. It would be like, $30 or something. But again, now a lot of these companies are competing with each other. The younger generations are going online, and if you want to save some money and do it yourself, you can go ahead and do that. So yes, definitely small business owners, but also if you have a government job, a lot of government jobs, they don't actually provide 401ks, right? So where do you get 401ks or like, the most popular retirement accounts in the US are usually provided by large companies, and they're called 401ks, right? So again, for me, my day job is a teacher, so I don't actually have that option at my job, right? So I don't have a retirement account. That's why I opened up my own, right? Okay, so let's look here. There's two different kinds. And Michelle, you want to go to the next slide really fast? There's a traditional and then there's a Roth. So what's the difference? So the difference has to do with taxes. And so yeah, just like chat in the comment section about our age. We're not that old, but we're not that young, right? But thank you. Thank you for your comments. I appreciate it. And so the tax break, okay, sorry. So let's look at the traditional retirement account. Means like if you invest, contribute the maximum amount of $6,000 for 2021. When you file your taxes, let's say you made $50,000 in a year. When you file your taxes for income, your income taxes, you don't have to say that your income was $50,000. You can deduct the $6,000 that you contributed to that retirement account. So you would only have to file income taxes on what's 6,000 minus 50,000? 44,000. So that's what the traditional Roth IRA, it gives you what they say a tax break now. Now the Roth IRA will give you a tax break later. What does that mean? That means if I were to contribute $6,000 into a Roth IRA, I don't get to contribute the pre-tax like I did with a traditional IRA. So what does that mean? That means I will be charged $50,000 of income taxes for the year, and then from whatever is left over, I can use $6,000 from there to put into the Roth IRA.
Hey you, thanks for listening to our podcast. If you like what you hear, please take a second to rate our podcast. Our podcast is fairly new and we're in need of comments. If you can think of anyone an episode may be helpful for, please share the episode with them. Now, back to our regularly scheduled program. And again, a million thanks for stopping by.
So any money that goes into a Roth IRA is after tax. So that's the difference there. Yeah.
Interesting.
Cool. Yeah. And we want to say a quick shout out to Glow Girl Glow, Chandra, our
Hello,
friend Chandra.
Chandra.
Yep. If you're interested, yeah. And she's a budgeting coach. So if you're interested in coming up with a budgeting plan, she has like a group, a budgeting group, she helps you find ways to cut down your expenses so that you could have that extra income and then possibly put it away for retirement. So I'm glad you're here. Glad to see you here, Chandra. Happy Friday Junior to you.
Okay, what's the next type of retirement option? Solo 401k. So solo 401k is best for a business owner or self-employed person with no employees. And they can contribute up to $57,000 a year in 2020. So what is this one, Marina?
Yeah, so this is just another name, another type. And so this one, it says here that you cannot, it, like, you can't have this account if you have employees. So again, this is really just for the solopreneur. So the solo 401k. Now, they do allow you to contribute up to $57,000 a year, which is a lot of, it's a lot more than the $6,000 in the IRA, in the individual retirement account, right? Or you can contribute 100% of your earned income, right? Whichever is less though, right? So if you're, so again, the maximum is going to be $57,000, mm-hmm. the maximum you can contribute. Yeah. The kind of interesting thing about this though, is that they do allow you to hire your spouse, and then he or she can also contribute to this plan as well. So potentially you and your spouse would be able to max. Can you go back, Michelle? Sorry. You should be able to max 57,000. I would think times two. But just like a disclaimer, we're not providing advice. We're not investment advisors. We're not licensed to provide professional advice. We're just explaining our understanding of the information as we've read it. So we could be wrong, right? But we're not licensed to, you know, give advice, and we're not giving advice. Just to put it out there, disclaimer.
Yeah. Glow Girl Glow has a question. Do you suggest putting money into a Roth IRA if you have a thrift savings plan?
Okay. So that's a good question. But what is a thrift savings plan?
You said AKA 401k.
Oh, AKA a 401k. Okay. So here's the thing. You can get the 401k is like, this is all paperwork at the end of the day, right? The differences. So they do have like different rules and all of that, right? So as we said, so we're talking about 401k. You can also have a Roth 401k, and you can also have like a traditional 401k. So again, the difference would just be when you're taxed, right? When you're taxed up front, that would be the Roth. So then later on, so then if you tax up front, your money's going to grow, right? Over time. And then when you take it out in retirement, guess what? You don't have to pay any taxes. You're good. You can take everything out and use it. You don't pay any taxes on that money, which is like amazing, right? Now, the traditional individual retirement account or the 401k, that's not a Roth, you, again, you get a tax break up front, meaning like you're not taxed on that income that you, you know, you got that year, and you're using your income from that year to fund it. However, when you withdraw the money later on in your retirement years, you will be taxed on all of the money that you made over time. So when you withdraw it. So, so I hope that, did that answer the question a little bit, Chandra? But actually to expand on that, you can only contribute to one type of retirement account each year. You can contribute to both a traditional and a Roth at the same time, but you cannot contribute to like a traditional 401k and a traditional IRA. You have to pick one or the other. Yeah. So, but like, let's say that you open a traditional IRA, and you, like for me, right, I contribute with that one now because my income is not a lot. But if we improve our financial situation this year and get our finances in order, which is our plan, next year, if we decide to do a SEP IRA, then I won't be able to also contribute to the traditional IRA. But it doesn't mean I have to close the account. It could stay there and live forever. It's just for the year of contribution, I won't be able to double do it on those. And sorry if it's a little confusing. Please ask for clarification at any moment to help clear up your understanding of these topics.
Cool. So SEP IRA, which is a self-employed individual retirement account, it's for self-employed people or small business owners with no or few employees. So the contribution limit is lesser of $57,000 in 2020. So this one is similar to the 401k, is that correct?
Well, it's similar. I mean, these are all similar in that you can be a business owner, and these are for business owners, right? The four solo 401k and the SEP IRA. The traditional IRA and Roth IRA is for anybody. It doesn't have to be just business owners, right? But again, solo 401k, SEP IRA are for business owners, for self-employed people.
Got it.
So Michelle, I'm going to let you, so I wasn't paying attention what exactly you covered there.
Yeah, and Aaron has an interesting comment. He said you could also own crypto in an IRA. Did you know that?
Cool. No, I did not.
Wow. So the SEP IRA, you can deduct the lesser of your contributions or 25% of net self-employment earnings or compensation. I'm not comprehending this. You're going to need to explain this, Marina.
Yeah, tax which one are you
advantage.
On?
Tax Got advantage.
It. Yeah. So so again, they all have a tax advantage. And so it says here, you can deduct this from your income taxes every year. So they're all going to be like that. So that's the government's like trying to motivate everyone to put money away for their retirement. You're going to get a tax break, right? So you'll either get one. Yeah, you can get a tax break if you contribute, meaning that, you know, you can lower your income tax bracket, and then this will be non-tax money that you are using to fund your retirement account. Now, keep in mind, inside the accounts, you could purchase stocks, you could purchase bonds, you could purchase, I guess, Bitcoin, you could purchase what else, like funds and all of that. And you could either do it yourself, or you can actually hire a financial advisor to help you do all of these things. And sometimes, like when you're at work, your job, the companies hire companies to do it for you as well. But again, you can always choose your own investments inside these accounts.
Got it. Okay, cool. And something cool about the SEP IRA, based on our research, is that it has a low administrative burden, and they require limited paperwork and no annual reporting to the IRS. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, so that's the difference between the solo 401k and the SEP IRA, is that any 401k is going to require a lot of administrative work. And because it's a solo 401k and you're a self-employed person, all of that responsibility is going to fall on you, right? So again, usually companies hire brokerage firms to handle the 401k administrative work for their clients, because it's a lot of work. So if you don't want to deal with the headache, the SEP IRA is going to be a great replacement. The contribution limit is very similar as it is for the solo 401k.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Now, simple IRA. So this is for larger businesses with up to 100.
Sorry. Sorry. So forgot to mention that also the SEP IRA, if you have employees, you can also include them in this plan. But the solo, again, okay, you cannot. But usually it's okay. Best if you have a few amount of employees, not a lot. So Michelle, go on to the next one. So that takes us to the simple IRA. So the simple IRA is for larger businesses, and actually you can have up to 100 employees, and this plan allows for matching as well, whereas the SEP IRA does not allow for matching. It's just, the employer must contribute to everyone equally. So like if the employer is an employee and they say, okay, I'm going to contribute 10% of my income, then you must also contribute 10% of your employees' incomes as well. The simple IRA, though, allows for matchings, which means like if the employee wants to contribute their own money, then you as a business owner must match the employee's contributions.
Makes sense. So simple IRA can be more expensive, can be expensive if you have a large number of employees who participate. So for simple IRA, do you need to match with your employees or no?
Yeah, that's what we just talked about, right? Yeah, the simple IRA, individual retirement account, the employer must match what the employees contribute. That's one of the characteristics, and that's what sets it apart from the solo 401k and the SEP IRA. It's mandatory to match. Yes.
What about the last one? Defined benefit plan. Last question.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and explain this one. It's a little bit more kind of complicated, I guess. And it's also more rare. You don't see a lot of self-employed business owners use it. But the defined benefit plan is best for a self-employed person that doesn't have any employees, who has a high income, and they want to save a lot of money for retirement. However, there is an employee element. So if you have employees, they definitely can be included in this plan. So why is this like more rare? It is going to be more expensive because you're going to have to hire an actuary. So an actuary is a person, there's actuaries in like insurance companies because they do the math. Okay. So they'll be able to calculate the benefit, they'll be able to calculate how much you should contribute based on your retirement goals and based on how much money you're making. So again, that's a defined benefit plan. And the tax advantage, this one is that, again, contributions, as with like all the retirement plans, are usually tax deductible.
Got it. Okay. So what would you, is there a specific one that you would recommend to a reseller? Let's say it's a person who maybe have two employees.
Yeah, so if it's like a reseller, and go back, if you can go back to the five little squares there, Michelle. Honestly, if you don't even have a retirement account, the best and most simple way to start as a reseller is traditional or Roth IRA. You can have two of them. So if you can be $6,000 to each, that's $12,000 a year, right? So that's definitely the first one that I recommend. If you do have a couple of employees, then you can go ahead and try the SEP IRA. And then again, if you have a lot of employees but less than 100, the simple IRA. The defined benefit plan, I don't see many people who are doing what we're doing do it unless they have a huge company and they're making a ton of money. And again, if you are just an individual like person, you don't have employees, you could opt for the solo 1K if you want to contribute just a little bit more. But honestly, the easiest to what we reviewed today is going to be the SEP IRA. Again, the SEP and the solo, you're contributing the same amount, except with the solo, you can add your spouse if you want, you know, as an employee, and then you can potentially probably max that out to more.
Got it. That's
cool. So that's it. Yeah. So good question. And I don't see anyone else has any questions in the comments, but I hope that this... This is a topic that needs to be discussed more. And we just introduced the five different kinds, and we hope that it motivates you to at least, you know, open your curiosity. And you don't have to invest $6,000. You can invest $500, right? But the key thing is that we put money away and let it grow for our future.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem, is that it's so hard to understand. So like for people like me, I don't get it. So I'm just going to do it the easy route. But I totally agree with you about, you know, having the knowledge of where your money is, because at the end of the day, it's your money. So we need to know what we could do and not, you know, not give everything to the financial institute. So this is helpful.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, and this is like a really good tip that Michelle gave. Even if you do get an investment advisor, you know, my advice is know where your money's going. Please understand these plans really well, because not everyone is going to have your best interest at heart. You're going to have your best interest at heart. So please, like, you know, be informed. It's super important. Please don't ever just say, oh, they're doing this for me. You know, I don't want there to be any surprises or anything like that. But
yeah,
you know, that you're going to, you're, that you, yeah.
All right. You're ready for our meme?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So we have a meme of this lady. And
she looks like a teacher.
She looks like a teacher, and she's looking up with her glasses down, and she says, I have enough money in my 401k to retire today as long as I die by the end of the month.
That's funny. Yeah, I definitely have enough money to retire maybe this year, if I die this year and I don't get sick or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was good. And so hopefully you enjoyed our live today. I know the topic's a little heavy, but it's important. It's so important. And we want to make sure that you are, you know, planning for your future. And even, you know, or for your retirement years, because they're going to come no matter your age. Duncan said, when is your webinar, Michelle Marina? Yeah. Thank you so much. So thanks again. Happy Friday, Junior, again. And we appreciate all of you who stayed for our live. We'll have something fun ready for you on Tuesday. So we will not see you until next Tuesday. We'll be back with what sold and a fun topic, maybe share some bolos. So if at any point you guys have ideas or there's something that we haven't covered in any of our podcasts, please feel free to send us a direct message on Instagram. We're Flipping Gals on there, and we're always taking ideas for topics. So again, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
And Keely, thank you for appreciating the subject. She says it was interesting. Thank you. And she says, I would like a vegan taco making webinar. Looking at you, Michelle. Sure. I'll do it on Instagram next Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday. That's a promise. I'll make it happen.
All right. Well, have a wonderful rest of your Thursday nights and or Friday, Juniors. And again, have a beautiful weekend, and we will see you on Tuesday.
Good night.
All right, good night. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Like, share, and direct message us during the week if you want to talk to us or even have questions about getting started on reselling yourselves.